Jesus biked by the lake of Gennesaret with Simon Peter and the other apostles, preaching to the people, and then they get in. Jesus gets into Simon's boat and says, go out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. But Jesus, we've been fishing all night long. We caught nothing. We worked hard all night long. We caught nothing. And now you want us to cast the nets during the daytime when the fish are not usually as abundant during the daytime? You want us to do that? But I'll do it if you say so, and you're coming with us in the boat. So they do that, and then they catch a great number of fish, so much so that all the fish fill both boats to the point of sinking, and their nets were tearing. And that shocked the fishermen out of their wits. This is their profession. Jesus is not a fisherman, he's a carpenter. And he's telling them, showing them how to fish, and they're shocked. Imagine if you were a doctor and you see some great miracle being done to some disease, and the person is cured, and the doctor is totally shocked because that's his profession, and that amazes him, that strikes him, and that, you know. Remember the conversion story of Jennifer Fulweiler, her husband converted with him, but they converted together, really. And they're trying to find they come to Christianity, and then they become Christians, or Jennifer does. He was always Christian, her husband. And then they're trying to, but Christians don't agree on how to interpret scripture and don't agree on how to apply the Christian teachings today. And so Jennifer is like about to just throw away Christianity because there's so much confusion and so much disagreement. And what's the one truth, how to live? So she was almost fed up, and then she starts a blog and asks people to save me, basically. Save me, I'm about to give up Christianity. Can you show me what the truth is? How do I find the truth? And some Catholic writes in and says, you know, you have a problem with authority. You know, you need somebody, there has to be an authority to tell us. You know, what about the American Constitution? The American Constitution has to be interpreted. It has to be interpreted by the Supreme Court and by people who can interpret it wisely. And so you don't just take the Constitution. It doesn't interpret itself. You need wise scholars, legal scholars, to be able to do it. So you need the Supreme Court. So that you need a magisterium like the church to be able to tell you for sure, and you need this infallible authority. So, and that really convinced Jennifer and her husband, who was a lawyer. So here we are with these fishermen being shocked and being converted. Simon Peter says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. I am a sinful man. This miracle has really shooken me to the depths. Jesus, I know you are God. For you to be able to do this with fish, I know, because I am a fisherman, I'm a professional fisherman." So that shakes him, but Jesus says, don't worry. From now on, you're going to be fishers of men. And that gives him confidence. Jesus is with him in the boat. Jesus is the one who catches all the fish. Jesus is the one that's going to lead us to holiness. Jesus is the one that's going to lead other people to holiness through us. He's going to use us despite our unworthiness. Still going to use us to catch many fish. But we have to rely on Jesus. We have to depend on him, rely on him, have confidence in him and not on ourselves. Always turn to God, to Jesus in prayer, with total trust in him and very little in ourselves, although we do all the work that we can. So Let's have that great confidence in our Lord to help us to bring others to Jesus.
Miserere, Lord, is all.